America might be a forward-thinking country, but there's a lot we can learn from studying the past. So says book lover Nancy Pearl, who recommends a book about one of the leading political figures of the 20th century.
It's Hero of the Empire, The Boer War, A Daring Escape, and the Making of Winston Churchill by Candace Millard. And remember, Candace Millard's first book was River of Doubt, about Kermit Roosevelt's trip down the Amazon.
Right.
Which was so wonderful. And there are a couple people that you can't write a dull book about. And one of them is Theodore Roosevelt, and he was the subject of Candace Millard's first book. Another one is Winston Churchill.
Well, for people who maybe aren't up on their South African history, maybe you should explain what the Boer War was.
The Boer War, at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, Britain was in the process of claiming much of South Africa as part of the empire. But it was already settled by a group of people descended from the French Huguenots and the Dutch called the Boers, who had made a life there. And when Britain went to war against them, many things occurred.
And was Winston Churchill in the military at that time?
He was not. That's what's interesting. Winston Churchill. So this is just a little portion of Winston Churchill's long, expansive, fascinating life. And he comes across in this book, at least at the beginning, as a bit of a braggart and somebody who was so sure that his own future held greatness that he was willing to do anything. So he went to the Boer War. He went to South Africa as a reporter, but then got captured by the Boers. One of the things about the Boer War, Americans, we don't know very much about the Boer War. And one of the horrifying things about it is the way that the Brits treated the Boers and set up after, as the war was coming to an end, and Britain was either winning or losing. It's really hard to say who won and who lost, although Britain obviously, you know, conquered them in one way or another. They set up concentration camps. And these concentration camps were just, the people who were there were just kept in horrible conditions. And nothing was done until an intrepid woman reporter came there and saw the conditions and went back.
Is that in this book as well?
Yeah, it is in this book as well, just a little bit of it. But what I always remember is that someone once asked Hermann Göring about where they got the idea for the concentration camps, and he said, "We learned it from England."
Wow.
See, that's the thing about history. This is like ridiculous to say, but there's so much to it. And it just all intertwined, and there's no straight line from here to there. I mean, that's why I love history. And it's for people especially, I think, who love Winston Churchill. Churchill's a fascinating man, and Hero of the Empire is a good introduction to him.
Nancy Pearl recommends history books, fiction, travel books, and more every week on KUOW Seattle. You'll find all her recommendations at our website, kuow.org.